Well,
我早年的时候，是五六岁的时候开始真正读书的时候。
when I was 5 or 6 years old, I really started reading.
我开始读的是传统文化，古诗词为主的传统文化。
I started reading traditional culture and ancient poetry and literature.
继而就看了《道德经》《论语》之类的这样的一些书。
Then I came across books like the Annals of the Book of Rites.
看了以后的个人感受是什么？
What are your personal feelings after seeing it?
心静下来了，
Calm down.
一共经历的那种想法消失掉了。
The idea of achieving success for the sake of profit has disappeared.
慢慢的生出了一种惬意的感觉。
Slowly, a sense of comfort began to emerge.
对人活在世上的一种最舒适的状态。
The most comfortable state for a person to live in.
有了一个最基本的感受。
I have a basic feeling.
从那个时候开始起，
From that time on,
包括现在都是这样。
this is the case now.
我拿的是个古代的书的时候，
When I got this ancient book,
我照想看，
I just want to watch.
我就立即静下来了。
I immediately stopped. Okay?
从这个意义上来讲，
From this point of view,
古代的文学作品有个非常重要的功能。
ancient literary works have a very important function.
就是安抚人心。
That's all about soothing.
后来读了很多西方哲学的以后，
Later, after reading a lot of Western philosophy,
我才理解了古代的这个文化。
I finally understand the culture of ancient times.
为什么安抚人心？
Why to soothe?
因为中国的古代文化，
Due to China's ancient culture,
它没有一个时间线的概念。
it doesn't have a concept of time.
没有一个单线的概念，
There is no single line concept.
也就是说，没有强迫你在逻辑的这一条直线上，也没有强迫你在时间的这条直线上行走。
That is, you are not forced to follow a straight line on logic, nor are you forced to follow a straight line on time.
所以，一般人来讲
So, in general,
是不被这种外在的形式所规定的，内在是自由的。
It is not defined by external forms, but rather by its inner freedom.
所以从某种意义上来，
Therefore, in a sense,
中国人虽然外在不自由，但
although Chinese people are not free externally,
他内在自由。
but he is free inside.
那么这种内心的自由，使得人没有的是一种焦虑。
This inner freedom makes people lack one kind of anxiety.
这也是为什么到目前为止，
This is also why to date,
中国经过了40年的改开以后，
after 40 years of reform, China has
产生了大量复古文化的一个主要心理。
a major psychological factor that has led to the proliferation of retro culture.
因为大家都喜欢古代文化的这种安抚人心的想法。
Because everyone likes the comforting idea of ancient culture.
而且确实有很多人在这个当中体验到这种安抚人心的想法。
And indeed, many people have experienced this soothing feeling in it.
但是我又为什么毅然决然地站在了传统文化的对立面呢？
But why did I so resolutely stand on the opposite side of traditional culture?
这是因为我感受到我们的这种自然状态，
This is because I feel our natural state
作为人的自然状态，
as a natural state of being human.
看起来保护了人的一种最本质的某种东西。
It seems to protect something essential to human beings.
但是呢，依然让我们站在了一个反智主义的立场上。
However, this still puts us in a position of counter-reformation.
他没有办法接受任何文明的东西。
He couldn't accept any civilized things.
比如说你要讲道理。
For example, if you want to explain a concept,
你必须在逻辑的这条直线上去行驶。
You must go on to act in accordance with logic.
你要注重一个人个人的状态。
If you value a person's individual state,
你就必须在时间线上活着。
You must live in a timeline.
你必须把今天当今天过，明天的事情和未来的事情。
You must remember all the things that happened today, from today to tomorrow, and all the things that will happen in the future.
你必须有一个前设后置。
You must have a hindsight.
你必须对这个时间有一种直线概念。
You must have a clear understanding of this time.
你必然会活在某种焦虑之中。
You will inevitably live in some anxiety.
事发接受了现代文明。
The incident occurred after adopting modern civilization.
当你知道了个人意识。
Once you have realized your own consciousness,
是一个个人的独处状态，你就会产生一种压迫感。
Being alone can create a sense of pressure.
产生一种焦虑感。
Cause anxiety.
人类真正前进是以牺牲自己的个人安适。
Humans truly progress by sacrificing their own personal safety.
牺牲自己来自于某种自然的原始状态为条件。
Sacrifice comes from a natural, primitive state.
进入了所谓的知识领域。
And it must be in a specific field of knowledge.
大家知道圣经当中一个非常典型的故事。
Everyone knows a very typical story from the depths of the earth.
这个故事我认为对人类是有预言性的作用的。
I think this story has a prophetic role for humans.
就是伊甸园的故事。
That's the story of Eden.
伊甸园那个果子是什么果子？
What fruit is the forbidden fruit in the garden of Eden?
苹果，它是智慧之果。当人类知道智慧的时候
，Apple, it is the wisdom of me. When humans know wisdom,
你就成了必死的人。
You have become a dead man.
原先你可以永生不死的。
Originally, you could live forever.
但是因为你知道了知识，你就必死。
But because you know, you will die.
而且你还必须被放逐出伊甸园，开始你的苦难历程。
And you must also be expelled from the Garden of Eden to begin your arduous journey.
所以从这个意义上来讲
Therefore, from this point of view,
可能它典型的描述了西方文化的一个特点。
It may be a characteristic of the culture of the people of the region.
也就是说
That is to say,
他可能要从某种人类的最早期的自然状态
He may be coming from some of the earliest natural state of humanity.
形成一种社会状态或者文化状态
To form a social state or cultural state.
那么一旦人进入到自己的文化状态
Once a person enters their own cultural state,
人自己为自己产生了所谓的人的尺度的时候
when people themselves have created the so-called human scale,
可能在某种程度上是一种反人类本性的一种状态。
This may be a state of being which is somewhat against human nature.
从这样的一个状态当中
from such a state,
我们就理解了我们为什么没有能力接受西方文化
We understand why we are unable to accept Western culture.
没有能力接受科学
Unable to accept science.
从养生之道来讲
From the perspective of health and well-being.
我对传统文化没有什么反感
I don't have any aversion to traditional culture.
各取所需，你爱好就行。
Do what you like.
但是从为市场而言
However, from the perspective of the market,
它一定是有害于我们未来的发展的。
It must be harmful to our future development.
我的感受是， 人类真正的救赎之道。
My feeling is that the true salvation of humanity lies in.
还是在人类自己的这样的一个学问。
It's a discipline that is also human.
也就是说人类的科学。
In other words, human science.
人类的科学取得的现在的成果大家是能感受到的。
The scientific achievements of mankind are now evident to everyone.
科学带来的巨大的进步
The great progress brought by learning
大家是能感受到的
Everyone can feel it
另外一个你能看到科学的进步
Another thing you can see is the progress in science
依然在改写着人类未来的疾病可能就没有了
Still writing the future of human diseases
未来人类长生不老的可能性就有了
The possibility of humans living forever in the future has emerged.
因为基因会被改造。
Because the genes are being modified.
那么从这个角度上来看
From this perspective,
都是依赖一个基于人的学问。
All are based on human knowledge.
就是将人作为人的主体性放在这个世界上。
In essence, the human being is placed as the subject of the world.
而不是传统文化当中
Not from traditional culture.
将人置入于天和地的这样的一个大自然的环境当中成为自然的一份子
To be free and at ease in the natural environment of the sky and the earth and to become a part of nature.
中国文化的这种特点
This characteristic of Chinese culture
它是让人消解自我意识的
It is a way to explore and understand one's own consciousness
而不是强调人自为自己立法的这个概念
Instead of emphasizing the concept of individuals making their own laws
人类的立法就结果变成了一个悟道
Human law has become a form of enlightenment.
悟到天上的道
Realize the way in the heavens.
悟到地下的道悟来悟去
Realize the way of understanding the earth.
就悟成了一个完全空心化的自我
He became a completely hollow self.
这个空心化的自我消解了
This is a self-defeating statement.
个人意志的时候
When in individual consciousness,
他就没有了时间感。
He had no sense of time.
没有了时间感觉，就没有了逻辑性的感觉。
If there is no time, there is no sense of logic.
就使得人类在消除我们的焦虑的同时，消失了我们个人的自我意识。
This makes it possible for humans to eliminate our individual self-awareness while eliminating our anxiety.
这是我们在考虑东西方文化的问题的时候。
When we are considering the issue of East-West cultures,
非常重要的一个心理当中的一个分水岭。
A very important psychological turning point.